Today's daf is daf chaf aleph. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara had been talking about an individual who's a bal keri, and the Mishnah had said certain things he should be saying, certain things he should not be saying. The Mishnah said he shouldn't say any brachas except for, he should just say birkas hamazon, since birkas hamazon is benching. Rabbi Huda says he could say the bracha before the bracha afterwards, and we'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Huda means. So then the Gemara said, the question of hearer kadibur or lav kadibur dami, so Gemara last concluded hearer is lav kadibur dami. By thinking about the brachas, it doesn't qualify as saying them, but nonetheless, he should be osik, he should still think about the same inyanim, but the tzibur is thinking about even though he's not really accomplishing anything. So the Gemara says now in the very top of Chaf Aleph, hare tefillah de davar she tzibur asukim bo. Tefillah is something that the tzibur is involved in, they're davening, and yet, tanan haya omid betfila, if a person's davening, v'nizkashu balkari, he realizes, he remembers he's a balkari, lo yafsik el yikatsa, he shouldn't stop midway, he shouldn't stop cold turkey, but rather, he should shorten his shmonesi, finish it quickly, and zehu. So Gemara's medayik, taima de'aschil, only because he has begun tefillah, so we say, don't just stop midway, just finish it off, but hello aschil. If he hadn't yet started shmonesi, lo yafsik, we say, don't begin, if a person's a balkari, he shouldn't daven shmonesi. But why? Shouldn't we say that a person is, he should be osik whenever the tzibur's osik in? So the Gemara says, no, shiny tefillah delespa malchus shemaim. It's different. By Shema, so we say he should be osik in Shema, at least think about Shema, because that's mach, when the Kabbalah's ol malchus shemaim. But when it comes to tefillah isn't Kabbalah's ol malchus shemaim, and therefore since tefillah is not that significant, so therefore he doesn't have to mahar in tefillah. Rashi just points out here, the top line of Rashi, delespa malchus shemaim, what that means is, Ein melech ha'olam bibrachal shmona shmona esrei. We don't say baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. We don't say the words melech ha'olam in shmona esrei. And therefore, since there's no malchus shemaim, it's not that significant, and the balkari doesn't need to, and you shouldn't be saying shmona esrei. There's a Tosis later on who points out that there is malchus shemaim in shmona esrei. When we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, by calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu the God of Avram, that's in essence saying it's an inyan of malchus. So we do acknowledge malchus in Shmona Esrei according to Tosos. And the Farshim explained back that no, that as even though it is some level of malchus by saying Elokei Avram, it doesn't say the words actually Melech Ha'olam. And since we don't say the words Melech Ha'olam in Shmona Esrei, the Baal Keri need not be Osek in Shmona Esrei at the same time. That's in and of not Melech Ha'olam though. It's not the Melech of the world. So then the Gemara says, five lines down here, Hare birkas hamazon la'acharav, delespe malchus shemaim. There is no malchus shemaim. We don't say okay, a melech ha'olam in benching at all, and yet the Mishnah says that the Baal Keri should say, v'tanan, al mazon mivarech la'acharav, v'enu marech l'fonav. You don't say bracha before eating, but you do say bracha afterwards, so why are we saying benching? If the whole requirement for the Baal Keri being involved in something is only when there's malchus shemaim, when you say melech ha'olam, so we don't have that by benching. So why does the Mishnah say a Baal Keri should be mivarech birkas hamazon? And the Gemara says because there's a fundamental difference between Shema and Birkas HaMazon on one hand versus Shmoneh Esrei. Because the Gemara answers, Ela Kriyashmo, Birkas HaMazon are both Daraisa and Tefillah is only Dirabanan. So it's a question of Daraisa versus Dirabanan. By Daraisa, as we say, the Baal Keri should be Machmir and he should say Shema and he should say Birkas HaMazon. But since Tefillah is only Midirabanan, we are not Machmir, the Baal Keri should say it. He therefore does not say Shmoneh Esrei. Now this Gemara is a big kasha in the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam counts tefillah as a mitzvah deraisa every single day. There's a mitzvah to daven every single day. But here the Ramban says, the Gemara clearly says tefillah is only midirabanan. So the Kesem Mishnah ends up answering is that, you're right, the Rambam says tefillah, the concept of tefillah is deraisa, but the nusach ha-tefillah, that is not deraisa. What you say, the Shmoneh Esrei, that's not deraisa, but the fact that you have to daven is deraisa. So what the Kesem Mishnah says, the Rambam would say a Baal Keri should say something small, a tefillah katara, but he doesn't daven Shmoneh Esrei because the Shmoneh Esrei, the nusach ha-tefillah, that is what is dirabanan. Gemara now says, around 10 lines down, the two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin the birkas hamazon la'achareya min haTorah. So what's the source? We've been assuming up until now that benching is a mitzvah deraisa. It's one of the only two mitzvahs deraisa, brachos deraisa, that is. So what's the source of benching is deraisa? We all know the pasuk that tells us, shenemar v'achalta v'sevata v'irachta, that you're supposed to eat, be satisfied, and then you bench. So how do you know minayin the birkas haTorah lefaneh min haTorah? How do you know bracha, birkas haTorah is a before davening, before learning rather, is a deraisa? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodel Leilukenum. If you look at Rashi, right around where we are in the Gemara, Rashi writes, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Kishaba Moshe Liftoach, rather, Bedivret Shira. When Moshe began to speak in Shira, which is Torah, Amr Lehem Liyisal, he says to Klal Yisal, Ani Avarech Tchila, I'm going to say a bracha first, Vatem Anu Acharei Amen, you're going to respond Amen to my bracha, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Bibracha, Atem Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I say a bracha, you're going to respond with Godless Hashem with an Amen, and that's the source of saying Birchas HaTorah before. And these are the only two brachas mid-deraisa. Therefore, if a person is a Safik, whether or not he benched or didn't bench, the Dinit Safik, deraisa, Luchumra. And so when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it's a little bit more complicated, so that's not so clear, but there is a machlokas, what do you do by Birchas HaTorah if one forgot? Avaraba is a person who can rely on Avaraba as well. We discussed this in Tosos. If you didn't say Brachas, Birchas HaTorah, if you say Avaraba and you say Shema afterwards, and then you learn immediately afterwards, according to many poskim, that would qualify for Birchas HaTorah. But if a person wasn't sure if he said Birchas HaTorah or not, that's a discussion in the poskim what he should do. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lamanu, Birchas HaTorah Lacharea mi Birchas HaMazon mi Kal Vachomer. So we know Birchas HaTorah before learning is a deraisa. And we know benching after eating is a deraisa. The Gemara wants to fill in now the holes. It wants to fill in the bracha before eating, and wants to fill in the bracha after learning, or after the aliyah. So the Gemara says, again, Lamanu birchas haTorah lachareha min birchas hamazon. We could also derive that you should say birchas haTorah after learning, after an aliyah. We could learn that from a kavachomer, from benching. Mi kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Birchas HaMazon lifaneha min Birchas HaTorah mikal v'chomer. You could also learn saying a bracha before eating from Birchas HaTorah through a kal v'chomer. So let's go through this. Birchas HaTorah l'achareh, saying a bracha Birchas HaTorah after learning min Birchas HaMazon mikal v'chomer. Ma mazon shein tel lifanav. When it comes to eating, you don't require a bracha beforehand on a deraisa level yet. Ton l'acharov, you do need a bracha after eating. Torah shetu'una lifaneh. Birchas HaTorah, which requires a bracha before learning, Eino Din Shetuna Lecharet, does not require a bracha after learning. And similarly, Birchas HaMazon Lefaneh, Mina Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'chomer. We're going to derive that you should say a bracha before eating. Ma Torah Shein Tuna Lecharet. You don't need a bracha after learning, yet Tuna Lefaneh, you do need a bracha before learning. Mazon Shehu Ton Lecharav, that you need to say a bracha after eating, Eino Din Shetun Lefanav. So therefore, we have these kavachomers in both directions, trying to fill in again the complete picture here. So the Gemara says, "Ikla mifrach." There's room to ask. Mala mazon shekein nana. When mazon you're getting hanah from, and you're not getting hanah from limud Torah. So they're very different types of brachas. You can't bring a kavachomer. That's the one question on the kavachomer. And furthermore, mala Torah shekein chay haolam. And Torah is a chay olam. It's giving you eternal life. So they're very different types of brachas. So how can you learn Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaMazon and vice versa? Oh, not only that, the Mishnah clearly says here, a textual problem is Al HaMazon Mevarach La'acharav Ve'inamar Mevarach Lefanav. About Keri, only says a bracha after eating, but it doesn't say a bracha beforehand. So clearly the Kavachomer wasn't accepted, and so the Gemara ends off with a Tiyufta. This Kavachomer does not work. It's refuted, and there is no bracha on a deraisa before eating, and there's no bracha after learning on a deraisa level.
Strange kal v'chomer, because even without the pircha, you have the whole thing. You know, why before is more than afterwards? So, I mean, it's basically trying to have the cake and eat it too, kind of.
I don't know about that, but it's a kal v'chomer. I don't think it's such a weak kal v'chomer.
No, because they are taking the same argument and using it on both sides.
Correct.
Kind of.
All right. Either way, the Gemara rejects it. So the fascinating things come out from this discussion. The Gemara had said that Birchas HaMazon is about has hana, and Birchas HaTorah there is no hana. So does that mean there's no hana when it comes to limud HaTorah? So let's say a person, they discuss in the poskim, let's say Shabbos, and a goy turns on the light for you. Are you allowed to learn from that? So some poskim say you're allowed to, because since learning is not called hana, you're not being nana from the lights on. Or let's say you're muda hana, you can't get hana from a sefer. So are you allowed to learn from that? Limud HaTorah is not called Hana. So that's what some conclude from this Gemara. There's no violation of Hana whenever it comes to Limud HaTorah. The Taz clearly says otherwise. The Taz is not true. There is Hana when it comes to learning. The Gemara says it's only Hana by benching, not by learning Torah. No, the Gemara is talking about hana beguf, physical hana. But there's certainly a spiritual hana. And there's a famous Avni Nezer and his Aglital in the beginning that people would think that you shouldn't learn to get hana. Because that's not lishma. Torah lishma means you just learn even though you hate learning. He says that's wrong. You're supposed to learn mitzamchei lev, it makes you happy. You're supposed to learn bepilpul and lamdis and all the ian. That's actually the essence of limud Torah. It's supposed to give you hana, and therefore one cannot get hana if you remove the hana from a sefer. Or if a goy turned on the light for you on Shabbos, you cannot get hana because limud Torah is the essence of learning, actually is to gain an incredible amount of hana. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Amar of Yehuda, Safek, Kara kriyashma safek lo kara. You weren't sure if you said shema or not. Eino choser v'kore safek. You don't sakore. Period. You don't have to go back and say shema again. Rav Yehuda's of the understanding. I know it's hard for us to believe that shema is only a mitzvah midirabanan. Safek dirabanan lakula. That's the position of Rav Yehuda. Safek amar emes v'yatsiv. Safek lo amar. You weren't sure if you said the bracha after shema. Omer choser omer emes v'yatsiv. You should say it again. Why? My taima. Kriyashma is derabanan, and emes v'yatsiv is deraisa. So that goes against everything we'd say. So if you look at Rashi, why would emes v'yatsiv be deraisa? So Rashi explains emes v'yatsiv deraisa. He shemaskir by yitzias mitzrayim dichiyuva deraisa. You have to remember mitzrayim every single day. Dichsiv leman tizkor yom tzeischa meretz mitzrayim. And therefore, since we mention zechir yitzias mitzrayim in emes v'yatsiv, it is a deraisa. But shema is only a derabanan. Gemara says, really? It's only derabanan shema? Mesir Rav Yosef, you're supposed to recite Shema when you get up and when you go to sleep. That's a clear pasuk in the Torah. That's not referring to morning and night reciting of Shema. That's referring to learning Torah in the morning and the evening, not a keem of Kriyashma. And therefore, Kriyashma, at this stage of Gemara at least, is only a mitzvah midirabanim. Tanakh, the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Chaf, Baal Keri is Mahar Belibo of Einu Mavarech. When a Baal Keri, he has to think of in his heart, he doesn't say a bracha before Shema, doesn't say the bracha afterwards. And when it comes to benching, as we know, he says the bracha benching, but doesn't say the bracha before eating. Now, so if you really thought, like the Gemara said above, that emes v'yatsiv is a mitzvah deraisa, so shouldn't the Mishnah say that the Baal Keri should live roch l'acharea? He should say the bracha afterwards? My time of mevarach, why should he say it? Because what's the whole reason why emes v'yatsiv is deraisa? If it's because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, well, ha'adchar lebe kriyashma, he already recited, he already mentioned Leman Tizkor, he already mentioned the Yitzias Mitzrayim in the third parsha of Shema, so you don't have to say it again in Emes V'yatsiv. So Gemara says, v'neima ha, v'lo lebay ha. So, well, maybe the Gemara should say, the Baal Keri should simply, if the whole purpose of the Baal Keri having to say anything is for Yitzias Mitzrayim, so let him just mention Emes V'yatsiv, the bracha l'acharea, and not have to mention Kriyashma, if the whole goal is simply Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why are we choosing Kriyashma over Emes V'yatsiv? So the Gemara says, because Shema is a Kriyashma is a difa, Shema is better, d'ispe tarti. It has two elements to it. It has Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it also has a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, and that's why the Baal Keri chooses, or we dictate to him, that he should say Shema over saying the bracha l'acharea. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, no, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara. If you weren't sure if you said Shema, Chozer V'Kari Kriyashma. You do repeat it again because we assume Shema is a deraisa. It's a big machlok as we've shown how we paskin. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Menachos that says Shema is only Dirabanan. We assume differently. We assume Shema is a mitzvah deraisa. But what about Tefillah? The Gemara says, Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel. Let's say you weren't sure if you damed or not. Eino choser mispal. Since tefillah is only a mitzvah midirabanan, savek dirabanan lakulo. But Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amar halavai shispal adam kol yom kulo. Halavai we're able to daven all day long." It's a big Indian that the Sfarim talk about that everything we do is really a tefillah. We don't really realize it. Now, Shemona Esrei is a formal tefillah, but even when you do mitzvahs, even when you your whole day going about your whole day, there's a certain keem of tefillah that takes place there. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Halavai a person davens all day long." Okay, so you may have davened earlier, you weren't sure, so daven a second time, daven a third time. So even though we don't say a person should daven all day long, but if it comes to a case of a suffix, so then Rabbi Yochanan says one should repeat Shemona Esrei because again, it's not so bad to daven all day long. That's a Gemara in Brachos Aflam and Hey. So that's a different din, but that's not deraisa. Okay, so then the Gemara says as follows.
I know it's not deraisa. I'm saying, but how could he?
The din derabanan. They said it's a derabanan to get hana without saying a bracha, but not a deraisa. So then the Gemara says, first wide line down the end of the line, Vav Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haya Omed Betfila, guy's davening, Venizka Shispal. He realized, oh, I davened already. I davened mincha. I didn't realize I davened mincha earlier. I davened ma'ar already. So what should he do? So posek, he should stop in the middle, Vafil Be'emsa Bracha. Even if he's in the middle of the Bracha, he should just stop and just walk away. Aini, is that really true? He should stop in the middle of the Bracha? Vahomer Rav Nachman Kiavinan Be'i Rabba Baravua. Ba'an Minai, when I was in the house of Rabba Baravua, I asked him the question, Hani b'nei b'rav de tau umitchrei de chol b'shabbos mahu shi'igmeru. What's the halacha if it's tonight's Shabbos and you end up saying atachonein by accident during Friday night davening when you should be saying the bracha of Shabbos? So what should you do? So should you finish the bracha? Should you not finish the bracha? Amarlan, he told us gomrim kol osa bracha. Whatever bracha you have just begun, even though it's a chol bracha to atachonein, you should complete the bracha. So
the question here is,
so it's a discussion how far you go, but I believe it's even atachonein. When you say atachonein, you should complete the bracha. Exactly. So then the Gemara says that, so halchi hasha, so let's understand. So we see by the bracha of chol on Shabbos, we say complete the bracha, don't stop in the middle. But here when the guy davened already, if you remember he davened, he should stop in the middle. So what do you do if you're in the middle of bracha that you shouldn't be saying? Should you complete the bracha or should you stop in the middle? And so the Gemara answers the last few lines of the page here, Hachi hashta hosam gaver bar chayuvahu. By the case of Shabbos, the guy has to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And the truth is he should really be davening a full Shmoneh Esrei, even on Shabbos. So why do we have an abridged version of Shabbos, of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Rabbanan hu delachachu mishum kavod Shabbos. The Chacham didn't want you to have a longer davening on Shabbos. They have a short davening, you go home to have a suda. So they made an abridged version, but really, be'etzim, there's a chiv to have a full Shmoneh Esrei. It's appropriate to daven na'atachonein, even on Shabbos, and therefore they said finish it. It's a roi to say such a bracha. But our case, with the guy already davened mincha, it's completely inappropriate for him to say another tefillah, and that's why we tell him to stop cold turkey in the middle of a bracha if he's davening a second time. So last three lines of the page here, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Hispal v'nichnas lebeis haknesses. The guy davens and he enters into the shul. Umat tzibur shemispal, now he finds that people are davening, so he davened shachris already. Now he comes into the shul, they're davening shachris. So im yachol l'chadesh badaver, if he's able to daven new, and say some, a new chiddush, a new bakasha he has. So, yachshav yispal. He should daven a second time with the tzibur. There's an inyan to daven the tzibur. Vimlav, if he's not able to mechadish something, he asked all his bakashas he needed, he can't think of anything new. Al yachshav yispal, don't daven a second time because you already davened what you needed to daven earlier. So, that's the din. So, the Gemara says, v'tzrich, I need both of these statements of Rav Yehuda. The first statement is, if a guy realizes he davened already, and he's davening now, he should stop in the middle. And the second thing is, if a guy comes to shul and they're davening, he shouldn't daven again with him, unless he has a chiddush. So why teach these two statements? So v'tzicha. Diashmin and Kamayis have only had the first case that, again, he's mispal v'niskar shispal, he stops in the middle. Hani milei, yachav v'yachav, that's only, if he daven b'yachidus, and he's davening again b'yachidus, so there's nothing to be gained by davening a second time b'yachidus. Oh, tzibur b'tzibur, he davened with a minion, now he's davening again with a minion. So there's nothing to be gained by the second davening. It's the same level as the first davening. But maybe there's a havamina. Aval yachel legavi tzibur kemando lo tzali dami. But let's say the guy davened earlier, he davened Shmoneh Esrei by himself, b'yichidus. And then he's davening a second time and he's in a minion. And then he realizes why he's davening the minion that he already davened earlier. So maybe here we say continue davening because now you're davening in a minion. And in a tzibur, that's a much greater tefillah. Continue davening. Kamash Milan, no. If you already davened, I don't care if the davening was a lower level davening, that was yechidus, you should stop middle. That's the chiddush of the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda. You should stop in the middle. This is the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda. The first statement. The I Ashmina and Hacha, if you had the second case, Mishum Del Aschabe, the second case of the guy in the shul, and he sees that Tzibur is davening, we say, don't daven with them, you already davened. But let's say I would have thought, had I only had that second statement, Aval Hasam da Aschil, where I already started davening with him, with davening the second davening, I would have thought, aim alo, maybe in that case I shouldn't stop. Kamash Malan Tzricha, that no, even if you're in the middle of davening, the din should be, you should stop midway. Okay, the Gemara now says four lines down, Amr Bezir. Amr Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses. A guy enters into a shul. Umat tzibur shemispal, he finds that the tzibur, the davening in a minion. So the din is that im yachol lehaschil v'ligmor achlo yigiyash liach tibor limodim yispalel. So let's say you have a very fast davening and the chazan's very slow. So they already started Shemoneh Esrei. So, but you know, you could calculate that you could finish Shemoneh Esrei so that you could finish where you're able to take 3 steps back and then join in the modim, the rabbanon that they say during Shliach Tzibur, during the Chazar Sashat. So then you should start, and this way you could say modim with the Tzibur. Vim lav, if you're not able to, you calculate that your Shemoneh Esrei is much longer, and he'll get the modim beforehand, al yispal, you shouldn't daven, rather you should wait until you get to modim dirabanan, and then after modim dirabanan, then you should begin your Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, no. Im yachol lahaschil v'ligmar achlo yigia shliach tzibur l'kedusha yispal. Kedusha is the ikar point here. If you get to the point of saying kedusha, that's great. Vim lav, if you're not able to, al yispal, rather you should wait to hear kedusha with the tzibur, and then after kedusha, a person should recite his own personal Shemoneh Esrei. So b'mai kamifugi, what's the machlokas here, modim versus kedusha? Mar saver yachid omer kedusha, mar saver ein yachid omer kedusha. The question is, that's a little bit, again, foreign to us, but there is an opinion that you could recite Kedusha when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei on a private B'yechidus. So when you get to the word Nekadesh or Nakdishach or whatever Shemoneh Esrei you're davening, you should say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh by yourself. So the first opinion says, all you have to do is wait for Modim. Ah, what about Kedusha? Don't worry. You say Kedusha on your own B'yechidus. That's allowed. But the second opinion, which is how we paskin, you can't say Kedusha on your own. And Kedusha is very important. Therefore, if you could assess the timing that you could catch Kedusha with the Tzibur, so daven quickly to get Kedusha. But if you can't, then you should wait to say Kedusha first before a person davens. V'chein amar Rav Avda bar Ava, minayin she'ena yachid omer Kedusha. How do we know that a yachid, this is how we paskin, that a yachid does not recite Kedusha in his silent Shemoneh Esrei? Shenemar tez in the pasuk v'nikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, that I sanctified, my name was sanctified within the tzibur b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shib kedusha lo yehei pachos miyasara. You can't say kedusha or any other davar shib kedusha, baruch hu, kadosh and everything else, less than 10 people. You need to have 10 people in the minyan, and therefore paskin you cannot, the yachid may not say kedusha. What's the drasha of 10 people from nikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael? So Gemara says, my mashma detane my mashma. How do you imply? How does this imply 10? Detani Ravanai achu de Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, the brother of Rabbi Chiya, his name is Ravanai. He says, Asya toch. It is a gzer shava. Ksiv hachav nikdashi besoch bnei Yisrael. Says the word toch here by this pasuk. Uksiv hasmet says by karach vadaso hivdilu mitoch ha'eda zos, separate from this eda. Malahala Asara, just like there 10. This is referring to, there's a couple of languages here. It's connecting Hivdalu Mitoch Eda, and we also connect it to the Meraglim, which are 10. I assume Rashi explains this, but the Gemara just continues to say, Malahala Asara, Afkan Asara. So just like over there, it's Asara, so too here is Asara. Just looking down for Rashi here. Rashi doesn't explain this, but it's a Gemara Megillah that explains this. So it says, just like over there, okay, but either way, it says, Hibdal mitocha eda zos, just like over there, it's 10, so too over there. So in the footnote here, the quote, Mar McGill exactly says this, we learn eda from Meraglim, and we know there are 12 Meraglim each for the Shratim, but Yeshuva Nun and Kaliv were not part of that eda, so there are 10 Meraglim left. We connect 10 to eda of Karach Vadaso, and the Gzer Shava of Toch, that we're able to learn, you need 10 people to create a Kedusha. There is a fascinating Rav Moshe, he talks about, what is the caliber of individuals that need to be, that qualify for a minyan? So since we learned from the Meraglim were not the greatest people, so you don't have to have the greatest tzaddik to be part of a minyan. So in terms of counting Rishayim, so Rav Moshe is Mekel in terms of counting Risham. Rav Shechter wasn't so fond of this limud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He thought people have to be Shomer Mitzvos, but this is an interesting limud we learn from this source. No, it's just the Gzer Shavah. It says Eda, Eda. It says Eda by Korach and Eda by Meraglim. So we have Eda Meraglim is 10. So we just threw it. It's not Korach Adasso. Adasso is not really 10. It's just the word used. We're able to carry the Gzer Shavah through to Vinkdashi Besoch B'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Udechuli Alma now, Mias Mifsak Lo Pasuk. Everybody's in agreement, though, that even though Kedusha is important, a person can't say it on his own, a person does not stop Shemoneh Esrei in order to say Kedusha. You cannot interrupt your Kedusha. So before we get to the next question, look, there's a Tosos, very interesting Tosos here. What a person should do during Shemoneh Esrei when he gets to Kedusha?
I think it's on modem.
Oh, it's on modem?
Yeah.
Let's see.
No, it says both.
If you look at Rashi, 6-5 lines now down, he says, Mifsak lo pasik, tfilasa le kadusha, le anus an matzibur, vichay le modem. You do not interrupt your private Shmuel Esrei, neither for kadusha nor for modem. To look at Tosos on the side, a long Tosos, but just read around 10 now lines in Tosos. The first word is, hacha v'kasa Rashi besukka. Hacha v'kasa Rashi besukka. Tosos writes, besukka perak lulav ha-gazol, de'adem shahamis palal v'shma mipi ha-chazan kadusha kadusha. A guy is davening Shmuel Esrei. And here's the chazan's up to kadusha, or up to kadush. What should he do? Any yachal hafzik, you can't be mafzik like the Gemara paskins here. Ulanos imat tzibur, you can't respond with the tzibur. Ella yishtok v'yamtin ma'at the shemeya kona. You should be silent and wait for them and hear the kadush and kadush, because shemeya is kona. By like you hearing is like you're answering, and your yod say the kadush by listening. V'yesh lomar d'lichachila says Tosfos ein lasos kain d'ania chashiva tvei. Tvei hader mitzvah. He says a person shouldn't do this because its answering is greater than greater hider mitzvah. What does that mean? So just look at Rabbeinu Tam the Reef further on. Hayu omrim da'ad rabbit. Actually, the opposite. If Shemeh is really Kona, have a Saka im Shosik. If you're silent and you're paying attention, so now your Shemeh is like Kona, that will serve as a Hefsek. So he says, in the end of the day, Machlokas here is how Shemeh Kona is something. So that's the fundamental Machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, Shemeh Kona is not like you're talking. It's not a hefsek, it's just you're listening. Rabbeinu Tam felt that no, listening is like speaking, and therefore a shemeah during Shemir Esrei would be considered a hefsek, and you shouldn't stop. In the end of the day, even though Tosfos halachically argues, he does concede that since the minhag is to stop and pause and listen, therefore that's the minhag, even though it goes against what his psak would have been. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Ibarilahu, asks the Gemara, can you interrupt Shemir Esrei to say, respond? We learned on Daf Gimel how important Yehishmei Rabba is. So can you interrupt Shemir Esrei to respond Yehishmei Rabba? So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Tamidei Rav Yochanan, Amri, L'chol Ein Mafsikin, Chut Min Yehishmei Agadah Mevarach. You don't stop for anything except for Yehishmei Gadol, Yehishmei Agadah Mevarach. You do stop for this. Shafil Osik b'Ma'aseh Merkava Posik. A guy is Osik in the deepest Torahs in the world, Ma'aseh Merkava, and yet the psak is you should stop in order to respond Yehesh Me'agadah Mevarach. And even though that's the case, Gemara paskins otherwise, v'les Hilcha Kavaseh, that is not how we assume. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. We had Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarach Lefaneim Ulacharim. We had the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that a Baal Keri should say the Bracha before and afterwards. A person should never say respond anything during Shemona Esrei.
But there's a difference between brachos and that, no?
No. So again, the Mishnah quotes from the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Yehuda says a person should say the bracha beforehand of Birkas Kriya Shema, before and afterwards, and benching. So the Gemara wants to know, Ulameimra, the Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Baal Keri Mutter, B'divrei Torah. Is this to assume that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Baal Keri is allowed to learn? The fact that we allow him to say all these brachas, Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchas Amazon, Birchas Neden, because he doesn't take a Baal Keri that seriously, it's not such a strong tumah? Is that the really reason? V'homer Rabbi Yishub ben Levi, minayin le Baal Keri she'asar b'divrei Torah. How do we know that a Baal Keri may not learn? Shenemar, tez in the pasuk, v'odatim levanecha levanim vanecha. At Har Sinai, we were told that you have to tell your children and you tell your grandchildren all these dinim. V'samich le, it says right next to it, Yom Asher Mata, the Gomer, Lifnashim El Kecha, Bechori. We were juxtaposing the passing on the legacy of the Torah to Kabbalah Satorah. So what's the connection of Limud Torah and Kabbalah Satorah? So Malahal and Bali Karen Asurin, just like a Kabbalah Satorah, everyone had to go to the mikvah and have to separate from their wives for 3 days because a Bali Karen couldn't be Mekabah the Torah, Afkan, so too in the future, Ladori Doris, Bali Karen Asurin, you can't learn. So how could Rabbi Huda reject such a drasha, Rabbi Hushu ben Levi? So therefore he should be Machmir and not allow Bali Karen to say all these brachas. If you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darsh smuchim, smuchim in juxtapositions of two psukim, that's a type of drasha. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn such drashas. But the Hamar Rav Yosef afilu man de lo darsh smuchim b'chal Torah b'mishah Torah darsh. don't we know that you're right? There is such an opinion. There's a machlokas whether you learn smuchim or not in general. When it comes to Mishnah Torah in Sefer Devarim, everybody agrees that you can darshe smuchim. So you can't reject this drasha of Yeshua ben Levi. Now, why would there be a difference between Mishnah Torah and the rest of the Torah? So the Gemara Megillah tells us that the rest of the Torah is mipi Agvura, and Sefer Devarim was mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, obviously, every word of Sefer Devarim was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the channel in which it came down, it was through the conduit in Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, as opposed to directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how that exactly works. But there certainly is a chilek, says the Gemara Megillah, how it came down, Sefer Devarim, versus the rest of the Torah. So therefore, Sefer Devarim was more Moshe Rabbeinu type, and therefore the juxtaposition made more relevant. So it was more human structured to a certain extent, and therefore smuchim are relevant as opposed to the rest of the Torah. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's smuchim is accepted by everyone, and therefore it should be also for Baal Keri to learn, just like Har Sinai. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim b'chal Torah kula, but Mishnah Torah darish. Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't learn smuchim, but that's only by the other four svarim, chamishichim shetorah. But the fifth one, Mishnah Torah, he certainly does embrace such a drasha of smuchim. So Gemara now just invokes here, u'b'chal Torah kula minon de lo darish. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda in general doesn't learn such a drasha of smuchim? Desanya ben Aze Omer Nemar Mechashefa lo sechaye, a person who's involved in Machshefa, some type of witchcraft, he shouldn't live, he must die. The punishment is punishable by death. Venemar Kol Shochev in Behema Mosumas, and one who shochev in an animal, the din is mace. So some chuinin lo. So we have a connection of Machshefa to Shchivas Behema. Lomer to tell me Ma Shochev in Behema, it's a din of Skila. A person who shochev a behema, he's punishable by skila. Af mechashefa nami beskila. So the smuchin is teaching us that it's chay v'skila. So Amar Lei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says v'chem ibnei shesamchu inin lo v'notzi lezeh skila. Simply because two psukim are randomly next to each other, we should now impose a skila on the guy who's involved in mechashefa. Is that really true? He doesn't learn smuchim kol tar kula. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ella, I'll tell you why we know mechashefa skila. For a different reason, not because of smuchim. Rather, ova v'yadoni b'chlal kol mechashefim hayu. Mechashefa is a general term for witchcraft. Now, ova v'yadoni is a specific type of witchcraft. So ova v'yadoni was singled out, that it was singled out to tell me that ova v'yadoni is skila. Why is it telling a skila? So he says, lama yatsu, why was it singled out? To tell me, lahakish lahen, v'lom l'cha, to create a hekish, not a smuchin, but a hekish, and tell me, ma ova v'yadoni b'skila, just like ova v'yadoni is a specific type of mechashefa, is subject to skila, af mechashefa, all other types of witchcraft are subject to skila, but clearly, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of smuchin. That's in Kol Torah Kula. But what about Mishnah Torah Minon, the Darish? How do we know he does accept smuchim in Mishnah Torah, at least? Desani, the Baraita tells us there would be Eliezer Omer, Nosi Adam Anusas Aviva, Umefutas Aviva, of a father. A person's father was involved with a woman, whether he had raped her, whether he had coerced her to be involved with her. So it wasn't married to her. The din is, a son is able to marry his own father's Mefuta, his own father's Anusa. So Anusa's Beno, Umefutas Beno, so too a father could marry his son's Anusa and his son's Mefuta. That's the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banusas Aviv Umefutas Aviv. He prohibits one to marry the father's Anusa and the father's Mefuta. So what's the basis? So Amarav Gida Amarav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Loikach, Dichsiv Loikach Ishes Ashes Aviv. A person can't marry his father's wife. Loigala Knaf Aviv, not to reveal his father Knaf. What's the extra word of Loigala Knaf? Knaf Shiro Aviv Loigala, that or she, which the father had seen and had been with, that's Aser as well. So how do you know that's a reference of Knaf Aviv? It's a reference to Mimai Debanusas Aviv Ksiva, because the Samich Lei V'Nasa Na'ish Hashochev Ima, and that parsha is talking about Onus. So the fact that we have Smuchin of Nasan Ish Hashochev Ima to the pasuk of Leigala Knaf Aviv, that's Megalatas, that Knaf Aviv is referring to Anusas Aviv. So based on the Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda himself makes a drasha. So we see that even though Rabbi Yehuda in general rejects Smuchim, he does embrace Smuchim when it comes to Mishnah Torah. That being said, so now, as the Gemara says, after all of this, even though he doesn't darsh Smuchim, let's get back to the picture here. So how did he, again, if Rabbi Yehuda learned Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, so he has to accept Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's Smuchim, that just like a Baal Keri was Aser Kabbalas Torah, a Baal Keri is Aser also to learn to Limud Torah. So how does Rabbi Yehuda make it when it comes to Baal Keri of saying all these brachas then? So Amri in, the Mishnah Torah darsh, you're right, he does learn Smuchim. But he uses the smuchim of Vodatim Levnech Levinonecha to the juxtaposition of Kabbalas Torah for a different drasha, not Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's drasha. It's actually a different drasha of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. What's the drasha he uses? Behani smuchim, those smuchim of, again, Kabbalah Torah, Talimina Torah, is mibar lei leidach to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. A different drasha made by Rabbi Shimon ben Levi himself. D'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called melamed levno Torah, those who teach their children Torah, mala alav akasav kilu kibla mehar chorev. It's as if you directly accepted the Torah from har chorev, shenemar, vodatim levnech levnech levnech, as long as you pass on the Torah, the Mesorah, the Marasha, to your children and grandchildren, it's ksib asrei, the next pasuk is, yom ha-shemata lefnei ha-shem alkecha b'chorev. It's as if you were mekabel the Torah, mei har Sinai. Okay. Gemara now says the last few lines of Chaf Aleph Amin Beis here that Tanan Zav Shirai Keri. This is a mishnah later on at the end of the parak here. If a person saw a keri, a zav is already tame. So the din is the only iser of limud Torah is by a bal keri, by a zav or a woman who's a nida. Even though there's tumah there, a mitzora, there is no iser for other tumahs. Only bal keri is only one subject to the iser of limud Torah. So let's say a guy's already a zav. He's ready tummy 7 days. And then Shira Keri, he sees a Keri on top of that, or Nida, a woman who's a Nida, and she's ready Nida for 7 days, and she palta Shechazer, she had Tashmish, and now she's poleta Shechazer, so now she also has a din of Bal Keri, or Amishameshes, Virasa Dam, or a woman who has Tashmish and Mimita, and then she sees Dam after the Tashmish. All these cases, Trichem Tvila, because since there's a Bal Keri in here, even though going to the mikvah won't help with the Nida, because she's in the middle of Nida still. It won't help with the Zav, still in the process of the Zav. Still, that Tvila can affect the Bal Keri alone, even though overall the individual will still be tummy. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. That's what the Mishnah says on Daf Chavav. Rabbi Huda says, no, such a person is actually exempt from going to the mikvah, because since the Tvila won't help for the Zav, it won't help for the Nida, so therefore it's not going to help for the Bal Keri at all, and therefore they were not misakin the din of Tefillah for Bal Keri, who has another Tumah alongside of it. So that's the Mishnah again. So Gemara now is Medayik as follows. Ad kan lo pater Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only says such a Bal Keri is exempt from the Tefillah. Ela bezav shirai Keri. Only a person was first a Zav, and then he became a Keri afterwards, because Dimekara la bar Tefillah, because his initial Tumah through Zav never required a Tefillah with respect to Limud HaTorah. It requires Tefillah for him to become Tahor. But for Limud HaTorah purposes, he never required Tefillah on the Zav. So since his initial Tumah was Zav, and Zav doesn't require Tefillah, so the fact that he became a Baal Keri afterwards is not going to add a Chiv Keri. A Baal Keri, great, if a guy is a Baal Keri alone, Mechai Rabbi Huda does require Tefillah for Limud HaTorah. Now this goes against the Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Rabbi Huda allows a Bal Keri to say all the brachas of Kriyat Shema and Birkas HaMazon, and we see he doesn't take Bal Keri so seriously. So the Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Hu adin dafil Bal Keri greida nami pater Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, even if a guy is a Bal Keri alone, and no other tumah, even then, Rabbi Huda doesn't require a tefillah. Rabbi Huda doesn't think a Bal Keri requires a tefillah at all for anything. Behind the cup miflagi, the reason why he's arguing on Rabbi Huda, rather on the mission of the Tanna Kamma, is Bizav Shirai Keri. Izav who saw Keri, so then Lo Diacha Kochan the Rabbanim. He just creating machlokas in order to show the strength of the Rabbanim. Now, Rabbanim, you would have thought that maybe the only time a Chacham require a tefillah is when he's about Keri alone. But maybe if he's a Zav and then a Bal Keri, maybe then the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Huda that he doesn't require Tevila. So we presented this Machlokas to just position ourselves that Chachamim say, even in that case where he's first a Zav and then becomes a Bal Keri, so then he would still require a Tevila. Okay, maybe let's stop here, because this goes into the next daf pretty deep, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue, I guess, together on Sunday.
Yeah.